Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
What's up, everybody? I'm Will Silva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. We finally heard from Aaron Rodgers on Monday night regarding his impasse with the Packers. The reigning NFL MVP did not show up for the start of the team's voluntary workouts. Last night, in an interview with ESPN, Rodgers saying he loves his coaches and teammates, including backup quarterback Jordan Love.
Never been about the draft pick, picking Jordan. I love Jordan. He's a great kid. A lot of fun to work together. I love coaching staff, love my teammates. Love the fan base in Green Bay. It's incredible, incredible 16 years. It's just kind of about a philosophy, and maybe forgetting that it is about the people that make the thing go. It's about character. It's about culture. It's about doing things the right way.
If Rodgers ends up being traded, Denver is one rumored landing spot. They took the field yesterday at OTAs, and afterwards, Broncos quarterback Drew Lock was asked if all the Rodgers rumors bother him.
I wouldn't say so. I'd like to think that the reason why no one said anything to me is because those are probably my really close people in my life, and they understand that it's not worth their time either. Whatever happens, happens. They know I'm working hard, and that's all they're concerned about, not what's being said here, what's being said there, what's being said here. And if anyone did say something to me, it was a zero text back or a no call back, because they probably weren't even in my really tight circle, and there was no need for me to respond.
After missing all of last season due to an ankle injury, Broncos All-Pro Von Miller was back on the field Monday for OTAs as well, and says he's healthy enough to play a game today. He's been wreaking havoc on opposing offenses ever since Denver made him the second overall pick in the 2011 draft. Earlier this year, there was speculation he and the team might go their separate ways, but Von says he's happy to continue his stellar career in the Mile High City.
I said a long time ago that I don't want to be, a Bronco for life, and I always felt like that, even though the business and all of this stuff, and I always felt like, this was home and this is where I was going to end up. And, I'm an optimistic guy. You guys all know this. I'm an optimistic guy. I always feel like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to be the best defense, this and that. I always felt like that. And that same optimism I brought into, this offseason. I always felt like I was going to be a different Bronco. I always felt I was going to come back.
NFL Network's Tom Pelissero is reporting Deshaun Watson will not show up to the Texans' OTAs, and reiterating his desire for a trade out of Houston. The Texans have veteran Tyrod Taylor in the field, and in the 2021 NFL draft, they selected quarterback Davis Mills in the third round. Elsewhere, Julio Jones may have played his last down for the Falcons. When asked by Fox Sports' Shannon Sharp Monday about his future in Atlanta, the All-Pro receiver replied, quote, "I'm out of there." According to the NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Jones requesting a trade several months ago. He's set to make $15 million this coming season. New Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford is getting familiar with his new team. Ever since Sean McVay arrived as Los Angeles head coach back in 2017, the Rams have been perennial contenders. They won a road playoff game in 2020, so Stafford knows the expectations are high for him in LA.
The biggest thing is just be myself. Let those things happen. And understand that there's been a high standard here, of success and really quarterback play as well. So I've got to come in here and do my part. And I think that's, the biggest thing that people are going to take away from, a quote unquote leadership aspect of the thing is just doing your job as to the highest, of your ability as often as you possibly can.
As for the other SoCal team, Chargers, kicking off the next phase of their OTAs, new head coach Brandon Staley is trying to bring the franchise back to the playoffs. Their last postseason appearance occurred back in 2018. The Bolts' first-round pick that year, Derwin James, is already making a positive impression on Staley.
When he's out there, our chances increase by a whole bunch. And I think that he's ready to play. And what we've tried to do is create a really sound approach to his comeback, and today was a big step for him. He was cleared for full participation, and he's had a tremendous offseason. He looks great, and looking forward to a lot more from him.
Well, be sure to check out the NFL Fantasy Football Podcast with my host, my guy, Marcus Grant. Get on Apple, Spotify. Spotify, your favorite podcast app, or go to NFL.com/podcasts. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.